Personal Finance Edition. I'm Olivia, joined by my co-host Rashmi, and today we're going to dive deep into the world of credit.
Yeah, so in general sense, there's a phrase that really sums up credit. It's the mindset of buy now, pay later.
Credit is the ability to borrow money under the agreement that you'll repay the debt later. Buy now, pay later.
Yeah, and it's basically having repayment terms which are related to the payment due dates, interest, and fees, and it's an agreement between the borrower and lender.
But credit also relates to the concept of credit and having good or bad credit. And as we know, good credit makes it easier to get approved for different credit products, like borrowing, especially like getting insurance, renting apartments, and getting employed even.
And even loans. So, I mean, we were kind of talking about that a few episodes ago about general loans. And we said how the interest rates can vary based off of your credit score.
Mm-hmm. And so there are multiple definitions of credit. So let's just go through them. First off, credit is the ability to borrow money and repay the balance owed over time.
It's also an assessment of one's borrowing history. So good credit means responsible borrowing and repaying of debts in the past and vice versa.
And then credit history is recorded through credit reports, and there's two main types of credit too, installment and revolving.
Installment is lump sum borrowed and repaid over time, like personal loans, mortgages, and student loans.
But revolving credit allows you to set a credit limit and make payments each month where you carry a balance that with interest like credit cards and personal lines of credit.
There's many companies that offer these type of credit reports like Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax.
So the credit reports are a financial record containing information about past borrowing and debt repayment.
Yeah, and so basically this synthesizes your information about your current and past credit accounts.
And then that's all put together to calculate a credit score, which can even be requested for applications for employment, as well as credit cards, apartments, and utilities.
Yeah, and so this credit score is just a number, which is, like she said, coming from these credit reports. And I'll just tell you, like, are you reliable enough to use these credit products?
So mainly companies will use the FICO score or Vantage score, which have two different ways to calculate, but those are the most popular models.
Yeah, and FICO is used by 90% of lenders to check if applicants are worth lending to.
So it's really crucial to understand what goes into your FICO score. So let's break it down. First off, the largest segment is 35%, which is your payment history, which is debt payments over time. If they're on time, late, missed, if you have foreclosures, bankruptcies, anything like that goes into 35% of your credit score.
And then there's the 30% is the amount owed in total. So it's like, how much debt do you have?
Then 15% is the length of credit history. So how long you've had credit cards and accounts.
And then there is 10% new credit, which is recent actions that were related to credit.
And then 10% is your credit mix, which looks at the variety of credit that you use.
Yes. And so these scores are categorized into several sections. So 800 to 850 is exceptional. Obviously, 850 is the best score you can have.
Right. And then 740 to 799 is very good.
And 670 to 739 is good.
Then 580 to 669 is fair. And then obviously 300 to 579 is poor.
Yeah, so you do not want to be in that range. I do not want any of our listeners to be in the 300 to 579 range.
Exactly. Because there is a lot that is influenced by credit, it influences what loans and credit cards you can own.
It affects the interest rates that you're paying to borrow from your credit score. And obviously, the higher credit score gives you more access to more credit products on an easier level.
It aids you with housing, buying or renting homes, because people with good credit will have more access to places to rent on the market.
It aids with it aids with insurance rates, which use credit history to see how likely you are filing claims.
And then utilities can also check credit before they provide services, which is crazy, but it's a thing.
Oh, but there's more. Even employers can review your credit as part of the hiring process because it shows how reliable and trustworthy you are. So that is something that every employer looks for.
Right. And then the most important thing about building credit is to understand that it can take a long time and it takes a lot of consistency.
Yes, because when we're talking about consistency, it's are you paying your debts on time? Are you paying your credit score, not credit score, your credit payments on time? It's a lot of on-time, consistent payments.
Right, and you can't build a high credit score in a month if you've just taken out a loan because that doesn't tell you anything about your consistency. So something that some people might do is apply for credit cards or small loans when they're younger to boost their score so that they can pay them off on time for a longer period of time and improve their score for their future self.
Yes. Make sure you're also checking your credit reports regularly to make sure that the payments that you're making are accurate and it's showing that up that way.
And then also avoid maxing out credit cards. The goal is to have a 30% or lower utilization rate, which is a rate that measures how much revolving credit you're using.
Obviously, do not apply for unnecessary new credit, but make sure you're diversifying your credit types.
And something that's also important to have an understanding of is the Schumer box for credit cards, which is a table with information about credit cards from issuers with terms and conditions.
Yeah, so this is a great way to figure out what credit card is best for you because it includes fees like the APR, the annual fee, transaction fees, penalty fees, the grace period, and minimum interest charge.
So when you're looking to diversify your card types, you want to look at the Schumer box to understand what you're applying for and understand if that is actually necessary in your credit or if you don't want it because taking on that new credit might impact your credit score poorly and impact a lot of other aspects of your life.
Yeah, and clearly having a credit card is something that requires a lot more financial responsibility compared to a debit card that we talked about in the previous episode. There's just a lot of more moving components for a credit card, and obviously because it's the common mindset of buy now, pay later is a very prevalent problem with this, it's very important that you are able to pay off the things that you're buying for when you have a credit card.
Right, because when you do have credit, it's really easy to go into debt if you're constantly saying, I'll just buy it now, I'll pay it later, but if you're not making all of your payments, then you can accrue interest. Because something to keep in mind is that if you make a payment with credit and you pay it off before that payment is due for, let's say, the month, you won't take on any interest. But if you carry it on month after month after month, you're building up debt and you're making it even more impossible to pay off what might have started out as a small $20 payment.
For sure. And credit card interest rates are notorious for being one of the highest interest rates. A lot of people, when they're in debt, they aim to pay off their credit card debt first because of how fast that debt can accrue.
Right. So hopefully this episode gives you a strong understanding of what credit is and the importance of it as a whole. This is Olivia Marocchi, Cash and Marocchi.